the mother and father embrace. The same baby, the mother and father kiss. The mother and father want to clothe, they want to look after, they want to protect, they want to love that child. This is only the qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Warna, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't put this covering over us, everything within our body stinks. Everything within our body stinks. Nobody would want to sit near us. Animals too won't want to sit near us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this covering. He made sattari of the filth that is within our bodies, and He made sattari of our gunas also. So then our parents want to kiss us, then a person's wife wants to hug him, then his children want to hug him and shake his hand and love him. But before that, what was he? One filthy clot of blood. In the same way, the malaika, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creating Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu was salam, the malaika, out of worry and concern, they said, Ya Allah, you are creating such a creation. They're going to go on earth, they're going to create bloodshed, they're going to loot, they're going to plunder, they're going to break your commands. Why are you creating this type of a creation? They were not questioning the authority of Allah, but out of worry and concern, they were voicing their concern that this insan is going to go on earth and he's going to create so much of problems, he's going to make so much of guna. Malaika masoom, sinless, and the malaika had already witnessed before that the jinnat. Allah Pak put them on earth and how they broke the commands of Allah. So now they were worried that there's another creation going to come. They're going to break the commands of Allah. In this dunya, our hearts are not even pure. Our hearts are not even clean. But when we see somebody else committing a guna, we feel hurt. Malaika are pure beings. They don't know what it is to commit a guna. So imagine how they feel when they see insan committing guna. How bad they feel that this, imagine a person sees somebody swearing at his father. A person sees somebody breaking into his father's car. How he feels? Malaika feel, our Allah, our Khaliq, and these people are breaking our Khaliq's commands, our Creator's commands. That is why Jahannam becomes so furious on the day of Qiyamah, that there has to be so many rains and so many malaika on each rain, holding Jahannam back, because Jahannam is so infuriated, because Jahannam too is a makhluk of Allah. Jahannam too is a makhluk of Allah. And Jahannam is so upset. I gave this example some time back. It's like a person who got a vicious dog at his house. He got a vicious dog. And some intruder wants to come in there. He wants to break into the house. So how that dog goes? The dog wants to attack the person, wants to rip the person apart. Because you want to break into my owner's house. My owner who's giving me food. You want to break into my owner's house. Now the dog wants to rip that burglar apart. Jahannam goes like that. That you have broken my Allah's commands. The qabr also goes like that. The qabr also says, when you were on top of me, you broke the commands of my Allah. Now you come inside me and see what I will do to you. And then if the person was pious, the person who is doing amal salih, then the qabr addresses him. That when you were on top of me, you were making sajda to Allah. You were standing in taraweeh. You were making tilawat of Quran Sharif. You were making tahajjud. You were making sajda on me. Now you come in me and see what a wonderful host I am going to be. How beautiful I am going to make your qabr for you. How I am going to take care of you in your qabr. This is why Ma'aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the qabr is going to squeeze all of us. How are we going to be able to take the squeezing of the qabr? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, O Aisha, when a mu'min, when a believer, a pious person is going to go into the qabr, and when the qabr is going to squeeze him, it is going to be like how a child has got a headache. And he goes to the mother, he complains about his headache, and the mother squeezes the child's head, not to cause pain, to give him rahat, to give him comfort. The qabr will embrace that believer, to make him feel at home. The qabr will embrace him. That will be the squeezing of the qabr for a believer. But for a kafir, the squeezing of the qabr will be such that the ribs will interlock. The ribs from one side will interlock with the ribs on the other side. for a fajir, a sinner. Allahumma hafazna min. So the malaika, they were worried that this insan is going to go and this insan is going to create guna on earth, is going to make guna on earth. So now, when insan is on earth, and insan is sitting in the house of Allah, and insan is worshipping Allah, and insan is making dua to Allah, then those same malaika, Allah Rabbul Izzat sends them down to earth. That go and witness my bandas. Those bandas who you were saying are going to make bloodshed. Those bandas who you were saying are going to be nafarman. They're going to be disobedient. You go and witness my bandas. Go and see what they are doing. So on this night of Qadr, when the ummah is engaged in ibadat, then Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, there is one riwayat, Ka'ab Ahbar rahmatullah alayhi, he is a senior tabi'i. But before becoming a Muslim, he was a Jew. And he was a Jewish scholar. So he knew the Torah in and out. He was a Jewish scholar. And he explains one riwayat. It is there in one of the tafsir kitabs, Ibn Kathir. So this Ka'ab Ahbar, he says that on this night of Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, his station, his place is by just below Sidratul Muntaha. And on Sidratul Muntaha, there are so many malaika, each branch of Sidratul Muntaha is full of malaika. There is no space in between them. They are so closely packed, the malaika. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows their true number. So on this night of Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam comes down with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this whole group of malaika from Sidratul Muntaha, they come down with Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. They come down to the dunya. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam descends by the Kaaba Sharif. And then these malaika spread out on earth. They go and they witness the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making ibadat. They see the ummah engaged in ibadat and they make dua for the ummah. And it is mentioned also in the riwayat that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, he makes musafaha, he shakes hands with those people that are engaged in ibadat. And the sign that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam is shaking your hand is that at that time your hair will stand on end and your tears will flow freely from your eyes. At that time you must know that Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam is making musafaha with me. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam makes musafaha. Now we cannot comprehend how come he's covering the whole earth. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam's two wings are enough to cover the entire world. That is the size of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. So for him, the whole world is like how one draft board is in front of us. The whole world is like that in front of him. So for him to make musafa with everybody is a very, very small task. Then, when it is morning, Subah Sadiq, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, he comes back to Kaaba Sharif and he ascends a little bit. And he spreads out two wings of his. These wings are so beautiful. So beautiful. And he only uses these two wings on this night of Qadr. He doesn't ever use these wings any other time. Only on the night of Qadr, he opens those two wings. These wings cover the entire world. And then he announces to the malaika that the time is up now. We must go away. And these malaika now start ascending. When these malaika come to the first heaven, now after Subah Sadiq, they go to the first heaven. When they go to the first heaven, so the angels of the first heaven, they say, what's the news? What's the news? What you all saw last night? So now they start giving an account of whatever they witnessed. Muhammad son of so and so, he was crying in dua. Ismail, son of so and so, he was making Salatu Tasbih. Yunus, son of so and so, he was making Zikr. They take everybody's name and they give the news. When they give the news to those angels start making dua for all those people. This carries on till the evening. Then they go to the next heaven and the next heaven. At every heaven, they have to give the whole story. What they saw last night. And all the malaika of the heavens, they make dua for those people. But then also, they say that last year when we went, that person we told you all about last year, he was making Salatu Tasbih. This year when we went, he is indulging in guna. This year when we went, his halat has changed. His aqaid are gone batil. That news also they give. So with regards to those people, the malaika remain silent. They don't say anything. They remain silent. Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam is the first one to reach Sidratul Muntaha. When he goes to Sidratul Muntaha, then Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam informs Allah Rabbul Izzat, although Allah Pak knows everything, but he informs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the happenings of that night, who was in ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces maghfirat for those people, rahmat for those people, barakat for those people. Then Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam, together with the angels who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they too make dua for those people. They make dua for those people. Then Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam, and this is where we see the mercy and forgiveness of our Allah. Jibrail alayhi salatu wassalam says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but O Allah, certain person last year, he was paban on sunnat. This year when we went, it's a different condition. Last year when we went, he had no TV in his house. You gave him a better job. This year we went, now he got giant size screen in his house. Last year when we went, he didn't have no job, so he wasn't listening music and going movies. This year now you gave him job, now he's going movies, he's got music, all these haram things he's doing. Now listen to the jawab of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Jibrail, my banda, if even just a short while before his maut, a short while before his death, he makes tawbah, I'll forgive him. Short while before his maut, his whole life he commits guna. Short while before his maut, he makes tawbah, I will forgive him. But my Shaykh, as Muhammad Spateh Sahib Dawud Barakatum, he asked a wonderful question. He says, when is that maut? When is that maut? Is it Fajr time tomorrow? Is it 10 minutes from now? Is it 1 minute from now? Who knows? Who knows when is that maut? So when is the time to make tawbah? If we are breathing now, now is the time to make tawbah. Because nobody has got any guarantees. I was telling you all now, just after, before Isha, the person come out of his house, just walks out of his house, and he gets assaulted. So alhamdulillah, at least it wasn't fatal. But so many times we hear of it being fatal. So who got any guarantees of how long we're going to live? So we need to make tawbah, we need to make istighfar. That is why Allah Pak has given us this month of Ramadan Sharif. Allah Pak has given us this Laylatul Qadr. Allah Pak is giving us opportunities that we make tawbah, we make istighfar, and we bring about changes in our lives. We have to bring about changes in our lives. Lot of people, they say, respect the month. Respect the month. We are mu'mineen. We don't respect the month. We respect Allah. Allah is there all the time. We don't only become Muslims in the month of Ramadan Sharif. That we only start reading namazna in Ramadan Sharif. We start growing a beard in Ramadan Sharif. We start adopting little bit sunnah in Ramadan Sharif. And then when Ramadan Sharif is over, then everything is over also. It doesn't work that way. Ramadan Sharif is a training ground. Ramadan Sharif is like how Hazrat gives this example, that you send the car for a service. So the object of sending the car for a service is not that it must remain in the workshop forever and ever, and only when it goes in the workshop then you rev it there inside the workshop and see how fast it is and it's in top condition. The reason it goes in the workshop is so that it can perform on the highway. In Ramadan Sharif, it's very easy to be pious. Shaitan is locked up and nafs is suppressed. There's no challenge. To be pious in Ramadan Sharif is a walk in the park, because there's no challenge. Nafs is suppressed, shaitan is locked up. The proof is when the moon of Shawwal comes out. Now the shayateen are released. Now the nafs again comes on top. Now the person will see whether his Ramadan Sharif was fruitful, his service in Ramadan Sharif was good, and now he's moving on the highway with all the challenges. That is the time to perform. So Ramadan Sharif is the training ground. Ramadan Sharif is the workshop for the service. But each and every one of us, we should make pakka intention that now we are going to be 5 times namazis. Men folk with jamaat in the masjid, women folk at home. And whatever sunnats we have started bringing into our lives in this Mubarak month, so at least we are going to carry on with that and we're going to add on. We were making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Maybe in Ramadan Sharif we were reading couple paras a day. Out of Ramadan Sharif, at least something, quarter para, few rukus, something, but every day we must do it. We must set a goal for ourselves. If we can't read too much, but we set a goal that every day I will read 3 rukus of the Quran Sharif. Then come what may, the 3 rukus must be recited. We must have a time and we must do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give you tawfiq. وآخر الدعوة نحن